Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Rachel gives this lesson its title in her own words, taken from Genesis 30, verse 1. Quote, "Give me children, or else I die." That's long before she bore her first son, Joseph, verse 24. Almost prophetically, she gave him a name, meaning, quote, "The Lord shall add to me another son." Many years have passed. The whole household is now wending its way south when Rachel gets another son. Here's how it happened. They would have just passed Salem, later Jerusalem, on their left. Skirting the Hinnom Valley, it was only a few miles walk to the outskirts of Bethlehem, or Ephrath, as it was known then. Then just north of the soon-to-be-famous town, by the side of the road, Rachel, no longer a young woman, went into, quote, "hard labor," chapter 35, verse 16. No sanitary hospital conditions for her, no attending physician, no epidural. Every valiant mother goes into the valley of the shadow of death to bear her young, and proves again the words spoken by the Lord, recorded in Genesis 3:16, quote, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children." Sadly, Rachel would not come out of that valley. We read the plaintive account, quote, "And so it was, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Ben-Oni, but his father called him Benjamin," chapter 35, verse 18. The boy with two names, meaning son of my sorrow and son of my right hand, pictures for us another son, linked to Rachel in Matthew 2. Jesus had an earthly mother, but no earthly father. She saw as far as the cross and was pierced through with sorrow, Luke 2, verse 35. But his heavenly father, he had no heavenly mother, saw beyond to the glory and declares him to be the son of his right hand, Psalm 110, verse 1. And he was born in an outside place at Bethlehem too.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.